Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Gimel Parsha Chukas Sicha Beis Ala Pasuk Vayas Moshe Nachash Nachoshes. Pasuk that says that Moshe made a brass or copper snake to put it up on a stick so that whoever would be bitten by one of the snakes would look up at it and be healed. Matik Rashi Esatevis, Rashi quotes the words Nachash Nachoshes, a brass or copper snake, and he explains, Loi nemar loi lase shel nechashes. He wasn't told to make it out of copper. Elo omar Moshe, but what happened is, Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayre nechash, Hashem called it a snake, v'ani asenu shel nechashes, and I'll make it out of copper. Loshen neifel aloshen, the words are similar, it's like nechash, nechashes, they... One word lends itself to the other, and therefore I'll make it out of copper. V'hine masha kosev Rashi le'nema le'lasashel nechashes, Rashi writing that he wasn't told to make it out of copper, kavanosu b'pashtus le'dayik. The reason he writes it is to point out, v'leimer b'tmiyah, and to say, sort of as a question, harei b'krolem etzinish ha'kosh baruch hu tzivohu la'asashel nechashes. The pasuk doesn't say that Hashem told him to make it out of copper. So why did he make it out of copper? So Rashi explains the reason that Moshe made it out of copper is Mekivin Shakaj Baruch Kayanochash Loshan Neifel Aloshan. So he explains the reason as Rashi explains it. The Tzaruch Lahavin, so we have to understand about this. Number one, Arichas Aloshan. Why Rashi expounds so much on it? Why does he say he wasn't told to make it out of copper? However, he did it for this reason. Rashi doesn't usually express the question that he is trying to answer through his pirush. Number two, sometimes he does, but most of the time not. So why does he do it in this case? Beis. Befrat benidin didan, especially in this case, the fact that he wasn't told to make it out of copper is obvious from the psukim preceding this one, because the pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, asei lecha sarof, make for yourself a snake." V'sulay, it doesn't say that it should be out of copper, so it's obvious that he didn't say Hashem didn't tell him to make it out of copper. He should have simply said it in short. Amar Moshe, that the reason he made it out of, in other words, addressing the answer immediately. Moshe figured, the Eibishter calls it a snake, I'll make it out of nechashes, because one word lends itself to the other. Gimel, Rashi Kosev, a third question is, Rashi writes, Amar Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayre nechash, Hashem calls it a snake, and the word snake and copper are similar. In the pasuk, it doesn't say that Hashem said, make yourself a snake. It says, make yourself a sarav. A sarav means a poisonous, a venomous. It doesn't say a snake. It says a venomous, a serpent, whatever. So it doesn't say snake. Hashem didn't say make a snake. So how does the Nachash Nachoshes go on what Hashem said when Hashem didn't use the word Nachash? Dalet. Madu mefarash Rashi Tevis Nachash Nachoshes. La'achash mefarash Tevis v'hoye im Nachash ha-Nachash es ish v'hibit. Heipach Seder HaKosov. In the Rashi gives another, there's another Rashi which goes on, which is really addressing the end of the pasuk. And if someone will look at the snake, if they were bitten and they look at the snake, so then they will live. Rashi addresses that part of the pasuk after explaining, and if somebody will be bit by the snake, they'll look. So Rashi gives a pirush, and then afterwards he goes to explain Nachash Nechashes. When in the pasuk the words Nachash Nechashes come before Bahaya, and it'll be if somebody will be bitten. So why does he reverse the order of the pasuk in his explanation? Vabir bazet, to explain all this. Le'el ala pasuk vayishlach Hashem es hanachashim asrafim. Earlier in the pasuk where it says and Hashem sent the venomous snakes, Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains nachashim hasrafim shesarfim esadam be'erus shineim. It's the snakes which poison, because they poison the person with the venom which is in their teeth. That's how Rashi explains what nachashim hasrafim means. Haynu shetevas hasrafim l'tayr l'nachashim. In other words, the word venomous describes the type of snake that Hashem sent. Kloimer hanachashim sasarfim, the snakes which burn or poison. And since Hashem's instruction to Moshe, make yourself a venomous, comes in continuation to the words that Hashem sent the venomous snakes, so we understand that the word saraf here is an adjective describing snakes, just like it was in the earlier pasuk, hanachashim asrafim. It's the snakes which are described as the venomous snakes. So here also, when it says saraf, it's really an adjective describing what kind of a snake. V'loy min nachash, and it isn't the name of a type of snake. In other words, there could be, let's say, a viper. Some people translate the word hasrafim as the vipers. Vipers is a specific type of species of snake, which is venomous, but it's not limited. Venom is not limited to vipers. So really, srafim could mean any type of poisonous snake. It's an adjective to describe the noun snake. And therefore, it's logical to say that what Hashem actually told Moshe to do was make for yourself a snake, fashion a snake which is venomous. In other words, make a snake which happens to be a venomous snake. Nochashel Hashema Etzem Hasayre. He described it as make yourself a snake, because the saying make an adjective, make a venomous, isn't really a proper instruction. Why then doesn't the pasuk say clearly, make yourself a nochash sarav? Umashle mefurish bekra selecha nochash sarav. Why taka didn't it say that, nochash sarav, even though the instruction of Hashem to Moshe must have been that? On a simple level, in the pasuk we understand that the Torah doesn't describe every detail of what Hashem told Moshe and every instruction that he gave to him. And in fact, we find a number of places that Hashem gave Moshe general instructions, or at least the way it's described in the Torah, that it was general instructions, barak achakach, and only later, kasher nimser atziv al yidem Moshe levnei Yisrael. Sometimes it happened when Moshe instructed the Yidden, gave over the instruction to the Yidden. He oy be'ez kiyum shel atziv. Sometimes we don't even find it in Moshe's instruction to the Yidden. We only find it when the Yidden made it, when they did it. It describes what they did in more detail. Ms. Byron, Prati Atzibi, we find out more detail of what the command was to begin with. In other words, since we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do anything on his own, by his own decision, everything that he told the Yidden to do, everything that he did, was by the instruction of Hashem. Without hearing it from Hashem, so therefore it's clear that whenever Moshe instructed the Yidden, after having heard from the Eibishter instructions, and in the instruction of Moshe to the Yidden we find more detail, it's without question that he heard those details from Hashem, even though in the description of the Torah of the command of Hashem to Moshe, that detail doesn't appear. But it's without question that it was also told to him from the fact that he told the Yidden to do that, and he wouldn't have made it up on his own. Or the same would be true that when we find that the Yidden made it or did it in a specific way, of course it's because Moshe told him to do it that way, and the reason he told him to do it that way is because Hashem told him to do it that way, even though in the pasuk it doesn't describe the detail. And that he was told to do it originally by Hashem in that way. But it wasn't, not always does the Torah give every detail of every part of every instruction on every level. And every level I mean when Hashem told it to Moshe, when Moshe told it to the Yidden, when the Yidden did it. It doesn't have to appear in every single one of those three levels. So the same is true in this case. But Sivuyav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, when Hashem told Moshe in regards to the snake, Amaloi, what he actually said to him was Lasais Nachash Tzarav. He told him, make a snake, a venomous snake. Which was to correspond to the punishment that the Yidden gave, that Hashem sent the venomous snake. So he told him, make, fashion a venomous snake to put up on a stick. The Torah only describes one word of that instruction, which is sarav, without saying the word nachash. Vatam, the reason for this, asiyas hanachash nachashes, the reason that Hashem told Moshe to make this snake is because it was meant to save the Yidden from the punishment of the poisonous snakes that attacked them. Since the issue of what was causing this harm was the fact that they were venomous, Therefore, the part that Hashem actually writes into the Torah is the instruction that it should be a venomous copper snake. He didn't say copper, but metal snake. That's why he only instructs Sarav, because that was really the issue, the fact that it was venomous. Especially that, since we know a few psukim earlier, it says, it's spelled out that it was venomous snake. So therefore, in the instruction that the Torah records, it only needs to say sarav. It doesn't have to say the obvious word that it was a snake. Al pi zeyavur. So this already answers the question that why, since Hashem didn't say nachash, why did Moshe make it nachashes? Because Hashem did say nachash. This also explains why Rashi first explains, and if somebody will be bit by the snake, he'll look up at this and it will be saved. Why that comes before describing the Nachash Nachashis. Because al pi amavur leel, based on what we explained earlier, shafshalay nichta b'teira shagash baruch amalumeisha lasis nachash, that even though the Torah doesn't spell out that Hashem told him to make a snake, still we understand that this was what he was told to do, to make a venomous snake. Yesh lahakshes leider gisa, we could ask the question in the other way. Menale lerashi shalay nemalay lasis nasis shal nachashis. Since we now accept that Hashem didn't say the word nachash, but he still did say, doesn't write into the Torah the word nachash, but Hashem still said the word nachash. So how does Rashi know that he didn't say nachashes? Maybe he did say nachashes, as we see that Moshe made it out of nachashes. So why do we assume that Hashem did not tell him nachashes? We should go with the approach that if Moshe made it out of nachashes, obviously Hashem told him to make it out of nachashes. Why not then? As I said, I already translated this before I said it inside. And in order to make sure that we understand that this is not what happened, First, he explains those words. Shelo yehoye memaher noshuch hanochas lisrapes. Rashi explains, what does he say on those words? He says that a person that is bitten by a venomous snake, the healing doesn't come so fast. It takes time to heal. Elim came mabid by bekavana. Only if he looked up at this copper snake with focus and with concentration, and it wasn't an instantaneous thing. V'omer Rav Aseinu, and our sages say, this continue, Rashi continues, v'chinochash memes enochash mechaye, is it a snake that kills or a snake that gives life? Ela bezman shay Yisrael mistakum klapem maila, umshabdem eslibom, when the Yidden looked upward, and they dedicated their hearts, l'avim shebashamayim, to Hashem in heaven, hoye misrapim, then they were healed, v'im lav, and if they didn't do that, they would suffer the consequences of the snake bite. The Bazem Muzbar, this explains, when Rashi says this, he explains, Sheim pulosu shel nachash nechoshes l'rapes es hanoshuch. The purpose of the copper snake was not in order to heal the person that was bit. Ki oz hayo mokim loimish k'shem sheyesh eza tam la'seis v'tzir nachash, k'mekin yesh tam la'seis nechoshes. Because then it would have lent itself, if it was the snake which is bringing healing. So then, the type of snake that it is important. It has to be this type of snake or that type of snake. But rather, what was it? The purpose of putting the snake up on a stick was that the people should look upwards. And dedicate themselves to Hashem, so that Hashem will heal them, not that the snake, the copper snake, brings healing. So for this purpose, that people should look upward, it doesn't matter what material the snake is made out of, whatever it is, as long as you're looking upward. And therefore, why would we assume that Hashem said that it should be dafka out of copper? What's the difference what it's made out of? In other words, you might think that Hashem said to make it out of copper, but he didn't specify it in the Torah. So there is no reason to think that, since it's not the snake which is bringing healing, it's just looking upward. And therefore, why make it out of nechoshes? And if my own question that came up over here is, oh no, see, he does say, Mashenken asiyose bedmus nechosh. So then you might ask, so then what's the difference what shape you make it out of either? What's the difference what's up there? You could put anything up there. Why does it have to be dafke in the shape of a snake? Harayatel is the movement of pashtas. The need for that is understood. Simply, kasher roya hanoshuch hasadobashe zike, when a person sees, he looks up and he sees a snake up there on the stick, it's exactly what caused him, what struck him. That's what would bring him even more to do tshuva. He remembers again, oh my God, I was bit by a snake. He has to do tshuva. So therefore, there is a good reason to make it in the shape of a snake. And especially in this case, that the reason that the Eibishter sent dafke snakes to punish them is connected to the sin that they committed. And as Rashi himself says it in the Pasuk Vav, let the snake who was punished for speaking out of turn, let him come and punish those who spoke out of turn. The reason that the Yidden were punished in this case was because they spoke against Moshe, El Hashem. Let the snake who everything that he eats tastes like dust, let him punish those who eat one thing, the man, and it tastes like anything that they want, and still they complain. So therefore, it was dafka the snake that was chosen. So it's understood that by looking up and seeing the snake reminds them, first of all, that they were punished. Second of all, why they were punished. So that will bring them to tshuva. Lachain hasvaren is henes kanal, and therefore it seems logical. Shabbatzivi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe alasiyas asarav nehemagam kin shmei nachash v'lo rak teire. Therefore, it seems logical that Hashem told Moshe to make it in the shape of a snake, and not some other venomous thing. But there's no reason to assume that it should be out of copper. Why the need that it should be out of copper? But la'achashemavur calls it mipirush Rashi, and also after Rashi explains this whole idea, chayz Rashi lefarishes alateves nachash nachayshes. Then he goes back and he addresses the question of why was it out of copper. Now we can understand the question that why it was out of copper. Loinem aleilaseh shol nachayshes, that certainly he would not have been told to make it out of copper, because what would be the need for that? Since there is no practical difference between a copper one or any other material. And since that there is no reason to assume that the Eved told him to make it out of copper, then the question comes up. Now we have the valid question. Then why did Moshe make it out of copper? Then another thing, not only did he make it out of copper, but that the Torah actually tells us that he made it out of copper. Why does the Torah tell us that he made it out of copper? Why is that important? So therefore Rashi explains that the reason that he made it out of copper was Hashem told it called a snake, Loshen Neifel HaLoshen. And this itself, that the reason why he made it out of copper, and the fact that the Torah tells us that he made it out of copper, is there to tell us that the idea that you do something which lends itself to the words in which you were instructed, is actually something to do. It's something that Moshe did. It's something that the Torah pointed out that this is done, and therefore it's halacha l'maisa that this is something that should be taken into consideration in other situations. From this we also know another important thing, that the name of something is important to it. The name is not just something that we dismiss. Shma milsa. It's a nachash. It's nachashus. The two are related to each other through their name. Who says the name means anything? No, the name does mean something. And even in a practical way, that one should make something out of something else because the two words lend themselves to each other. So that explains the Rashi. Some of the inner meaning of that we can take out of this Rashi. The fact that what Moshe Rabbeinu made it out of copper is told to us in the Torah. Hagufa hichacha, the pnimis yonim. This in itself is a proof. At least the pnimis yonim shegam pradze yesh leshaychus lekolus inyan arufua shabal yedei anochash. That it has something to do with the refua. That at least the pnimis yonim, that it has something to do with the refua. This will be understood by first explaining what is the connection between the refuah through the nachash that brought the refuah to the yidden. Those people that were bit by the snakes, who caused death through their bites. Mikivan shebeliva hibit bazer v'chai hoyu meisim. Had they not looked up at the snake on the stick, they would have died. Harei moven shemitzad etzem neshichas hanachashim hoyu bepchinas meisim. That just by being bitten by a venomous snake, they are as good as dead. They are already dead, so to speak. The only thing that is going to stop the death is by looking up. In addition to that, the snake in itself is a symbol of death. It's only through the chet etzadas, which came as a result of the serpent, of the snake, Nigzra Misa Ba'ilam. That's what brought death to the world in the first place. So therefore, a snake is synonymous with death. Vacha Filu. Eila Hadalot Shaloi Hoyeba Ben Chait. The Gemara says that there were four people that they had no sin and they wouldn't have died. There was no reason for them to die. Why did they die? They died be'itav shel nachash mesu. They died because of the snake, because of the serpent, the original serpent. So in other words, that the snake is death. L'chein hutzrach liyaz v'hibud v'chai. Therefore, they had to look up in order to be able to live. Hamshachas chayis la'adam, to bring down new chayis to this person. U'mezemuv, and from this we understand. Shemi shenashchei anachash v'hibud al anachash anachashas v'chai. The person that was bit and now looked up and therefore lived. Niskayim by me'enach tchiyas amesim. To some degree, this is like tchiyas amesim. They were as good as dead and then they came back to life. Sharei mitzad atzmo yamesim. V'hini yedua, we know, shekoyach lahachis es ames, yefshali is nimshul memchines moker achayim. The ability to be able to bring a dead person back to life, that doesn't come from the normal source of life. Ki la'achis shekfar nistalak achayis, because once the life, the source, has already left the person, that it can't just come back from the normal, regular source of life, because that's over already. Where can Tchiyas HaMeisim come from? From something higher, from something called Rachmim Rabim, which comes from Atzma Seir Nisaf, which is on a higher level than the source of life. The Shom, Mavaz V'chaim, Shavim, because over there death and life are equal. There's no difference between death and life. It's all the same. It's much higher. Removed from that, Mishum Zeh Yochel Gam HaMes Lachis. And therefore, there, in that place, there is no contradiction between death and life. And therefore, even something that is dead can come back to life. Once you're able to bring down from that level. Which is the reason why the Yidden that were healed was through looking up to the snake and therefore being given life. Since it comes down from Atzmus, the Shom, Mavaz, V'chaim, Shavim, where life and death are equal, Nase is Hapcha Me'akotze L'Kotze. This brings a complete transformation from one extreme to the other. Shagam hanochash inyanim misa, that even the snake, which is normally associated with death, nishapach sheyasa b'yamokim chayim. It's dafka the snake, which has now become the source of life, or at least the avenue through which life is granted, where normally snake is synonymous with death. So that's why it was a nachash which brought life, because it was indicating that that which normally brings death, in this case, is going to bring life, because it's coming from that place where life and death are equal, are synonymous. And this drawing down from that level of atzmus, which can transform a snake, which is normally death, and make it into a source of life. As it says, does a snake bring life? How can this be reached? This can be reached by the Yidden doing an Aveda which is on par, equal to that kind of Amshocha that they're looking for. It's an Aveda which reaches Atzmus. Eloshi Yisrael Mekstaklum Klape Maila, which is expressed by the Yidden looking upwards, and Meshavdim Es Libam Lavim Shem Meshamayim, and dedicating their hearts to Hashem. Shibud Hainu Alef Kule Gami Yetzahara. Dedicating means dedicating every part of your life, not only the part of your heart, not only the part of the heart which is normally ready to do Hashem's bidding, Hashem's will. That's the right side of the heart. That's the Yetzer Tov. Dedicating means even the part of the heart that rebels against that, doesn't want to do that, meaning the Yetzer Hara, is also going to be pushed into this Avodah. The snake within the heart is also going to be Meshuvah. Shetmura Zeh Shehu Menaged L'Kedusha, that although that part of the heart is usually against Kedusha. Hadayu Mahapchali is Meshubad L'Elokos. He transforms it into be dedicated to L'Elokos. V'nasa Yideze Chayis B'Kedusha. And through this, dedicating the Yetzirah too, this brings a deeper, a greater Chayis to the union of Kedusha. Hanochash Mechaye, in other words, that it's the snake which brings a deeper element of Chayis to the side of Kedusha. Avayda Zupa Elot B'chinis is Hapchas Sitra Achra Ba'olam, because this transforms even the Sitra Achra in the world and brings it onto the side of Kedusha. Atcha Chayshach Atzma Yoy, until darkness itself becomes a source of light. Shagam Hanochash Atzma Yishinyonim Mabes, that even the snake, which is actually usually associated with death, Yahapach Lias Nimshach, Nimshachas Laideb Chinas Chachayim, will be brought into the side of life and so on and be a source of life. But this comes to the Aveda, where a Yid also dedicates the negative side of himself to Kedusha, thereby bringing a deeper Chayas into Kedusha, because we know that the behemoth has more chayas and so on. So you have to bring that passion into Kedusha too. And that elevates even Kedusha because it brings a greater chayas. Only then can you expect that the nachash, which usually causes death, will be a source of life. Al pizem uvenas ha-shaychas de nachashas le-nachash. Now we understand the connection between the copper and the nachash. That dafka through the nachoshes nachosh was their chayes. Ki gam nachoshes meira al b'chines hamislabeshes beklipas. Nachoshes also was associated with klipa, as is brought in my Maamar. V'zeh gufa atam shenachoshes u'maloshen nachosh, and that's taka the reason why the word nachoshes is so closely related to the word nachosh in yinara. Because as we know the rule that words that are associated with each other have a certain similarity. So in other words, nechayshes, because it's associated with the word nachash, also is a source of klipah. As we know that the name of something indicates and brings about the chayis of that thing, and therefore since nechayshes is associated with nachash, its name is associated with nachash, its metzias is also a metzias of klipa. V'lachem b'ishapa v'chinas nachash v'olam l'kedusha. Al-yidea b'edus adam, and therefore when a person through his aveda is able to transform the snake of the world into kedusha, nasagam ishapa v'chinas ha-nachashas, this also transforms the nachashas. Al-pizeh yesh l'vayra ta'am asher b'teiru len yisparish ha-tzibir b'loshen aselach ha-nachash. This can also explain why taka doesn't the Torah say that Hashem told Moshe, make yourself a nachash sarav? Why did he leave out the word nachash? Even though we know that Hashem said it, why isn't it written into the Torah? Nizbar, the answer is Nizbar bepirush maimer azal shalu l'Torah chayte ma'anshay amalei. The Torah was asked. The Gemara says Torah was asked that if somebody sinned, what should he do? Amalei yavi asham v'yiskapalei, should bring a carbon asham and he will be atoned. He will receive atonement. Shalu lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they asked the Eibishter himself. Amalei, he said to him, yaseh tshuva v'yiskapalei, he should do tshuva and he'll get atonement. L'chayr, the question could be asked, harei gam al pi mayna ha-tayre yavi asham tzarech liyas yaseh tshuva. Even if you bring a korban asham, which is the answer that the Torah gives, what should you do if you sinned? Of course, it has to come along with tshuva. Sh'oz dafke mechaper a korban. Only if you do tshuva does the korban bring atonement. But if a person brings a korban and doesn't do tshuva, it doesn't bring atonement. So what's the difference between what the Eibishter said and what Torah said? It may as well go straight to tshuva. Vabir v'zeh, the answer is, l'pi amayna de Torah. According to the answer of Torah, Me'elos HaTshuva Shazdeinus Nasim Kishgogas V'leishinus Kabbalah Gamri. When you bring a korban, what happens? Those things which you may have done purposefully, they become like an inadvertent, like a shegig, but it doesn't become completely atoned. It's reduced, it's diminished in its importance in the violation that you did. It gets downgraded to a shegig, but not completely atoned. And therefore, when you do tshuva on the level of Torah, on the level of Chachma, your zdeinus becomes shgogas. When you bring a carbon, the shaygig is atoned for, that you get complete atonement. Lach shenasu shgogas mahani carbon, so their carbon is kabar ha-shaygig. V'zeu achidish v'mayin ha-kodesh baruch hu. And that's what the Eibishter said was something different. Ya'asa tshuva v'yiskapa leisa, do tshuva, and that will bring a full atonement. Sha'at tshuva machaperes gamal hazdeinus v'achinasim kizachis. The way the Eibishter wants it to happen, sees that it could happen, is that you should do such a tshuva that not the mazid becomes a shaygig, and then you need a carbon in order to bring atonement. The mazid should become immediately full kapara through your tshuva. What's the difference? How does this happen and that happen? Tamlos, the reason is mitzad, that there is a difference between Torah's tshuva and the Eibishter's tshuva. Mitzad, the Torah yeshna medida v'shir. The Torah, everything is measured. Everything is according to a shear, a size, a time, and so on. Therefore, something which is the medida v'hagbola, it has a certain limitation, so it doesn't have the ability to transform a mazid into full kapara. Whereas the Eibishter, which is beyond any kind of limitation, because who could tell him what he should do if he wants to give full atonement? It's a full atonement. But Rabbi Shach Matasaloy, and we know that the Averis don't really reach and don't affect that very, very primistic part of the Eibishter. Therefore, this kind of tshuva in which you reach into Atzma Sein Sof, it can reach full atonement from mezid to full atonement. How do you reach that tshuva? As he said before, it's a tshuva b'li medida v'agbola, where you transform your darkness into light and so on. Well, that is Eben Nidin Nidan. Hatzivu Aselecha Nachash. The command, when the Eibishter told Moshe, make yourself a snake, Shaydeze Behibit V'chai, through this a person will be able to live. Einem Afurish B'Torah. The word Nachash is not spelled out in the Torah. L'Rames. This tells us, Ki Mitzad Koyach HaTorah Einaz Doinis V'chines Nachash V'misa Nasim V'napchim L'Zochias Chayim. Torah does not have the ability to transform a nachash into complete life. Torah doesn't have that ability. The Eibishter has that ability. But the Eibishter, he can name it nachash, because he can see a nachash be transformed into a source of life. But in the Torah, which is v'medida v'agbola, if you're going to call it nachash, you're going to spell out the word nachash, how is that going to become to v'chai? Therefore, the Torah doesn't mention the word. Hakayach shagam anachash yahapach leinyan shel chayim, and shagam mechinas gimel klipus atneis yahapach letoiv. This ability that the snake should become life, or that gimel klipus atneis should become toiv, nimshoch mechinas hakadosh baruch hu. This has to come directly from hakadosh baruch hu. It could be in his instruction to Moshe, but it cannot be written into the Torah. Nois na Torah shalom ma'alam ha'Torah. Only that can bring it, make such a thing happen.